Dallas Seavey is hanging on to a narrow Iditarod lead. He pulled into the Elam checkpoint at a little before 4 p.m. this afternoon. Allie Zirkel joined him there soon after. Just a mile or two separated them on the run from Koyuk. Aaron Burmeister, Ramey Smith, and Pete Kaiser are chasing the leaders. By this afternoon, more than half of the 57 remaining mushers had reached Unalakleet, the place where jockeying for position traditionally begins. Among the middle of the pack was former frontrunner and champion Lance Mackey. He looked broken.
A little embarrassed. This isn't exactly what I had anticipated again, but it is what it is, so I'm making the most of it.
He's further back in the race than he was at this point last year when he finished 16th, and he's leaving with 9 dogs, one of whom has a minor injury, but he's too stubborn to drop the dog.
Because it was kind of a self-inflicted wound, keeping this female in heat, and it's caused other issues that are fixable. You know, this particular little issue is he's been working so damn hard trying to get to that female in front of him. He ripped off his toenails. And, well, he's still able to walk with no toenails. It's just kind of painful.
Mackey's lead dog has been in heat since the restart and is driving the rest of his dogs wild. Mackey says he'll finish this race with her, but after she delivers the litter, he might have her spayed. For now.
I really don't have a strategy. I just want to get to know him at this point. Get a real nap and go back to the drawing board.
Mackey isn't the only musher having trouble with dogs in heat. Colorado musher Lachlan Clark scratched back in Galena because too many of his females were in heat and he was down to a 6-dog team. Thus far, he's finished 5 Iditarods and scratched 3. Looking at the standing board, he says that at this point in the race, the leaders are making key strategic moves.
It's like reading and watching a moving chess game.
For example, Ken Anderson and Mike Williams decided to fly through Shaktulik instead of taking a multiple-hour rest like many of the others. Another frequent strategy is to go straight from Koyuk to White Mountain, though the terrain after Elam could pose some problems if your team isn't up to it.
You got Little McKinley is, you know, it's a not insignificant climb, you know, and if you got pretty tired dogs, they've just done 45 miles and you know, you got to do a pretty good climb, but once you hit Gullum and you're down, back down on the ice of the lagoon, you can probably get by with a tired dog team and it's supposed to go straight across the ice of Gullivan.
Brent Sass is the top rookie in this year's race so far. The Fairbanks musher is attempting to complete his first Iditarod after running the Yukon Quest 6 times. He has often found himself surrounded at checkpoints by Iditarod champions like Lance Mackey, Martin Boozer, and Rick Swenson. And he says he's trying to seize every opportunity to learn from them.
Every time that I see one of those guys sitting around, you know, you started to spark conversation with Rick here earlier, and it's awesome. I mean, there's nothing like having a conversation with Rick Swenson, you know, dog conversation. So that's definitely something that I'm really trying to take advantage of, is all the legendary mushers that are involved in the Iditarod, for sure.
At White Mountain, the mushers are required to take an 8-hour break before the final push to safety and then Nome.